Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Zoll with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I'm going to chat with Chris Harrington and Jason Lynch. They just were at the Bogleheads Conference, so I thought I'd get a word from them on how things went along for them, see what they thought about the conference. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. So can you tell me a little bit about maybe some of the speakers or what you might have learned at the conference?
Sure. Yeah. Well, there were a lot of guest speakers that are not regulars. And then there's also the regulars. So I'll first comment on one of the regulars, mm-hmm. who's one of my favorites. His name's Mike Piper. He helped me to get my head around Roth conversions and the drivers of Roth conversions. So, you know, we use the software to help figure that out. But he did a good job explaining it in a basic way that just makes it pretty clear why someone would choose that.
And was that what his discussion was about, or did it just come up in a Q&A?
Yeah, it was his whole presentation was on Roth conversions. Okay. Yep.
And so anything else that caught your attention during the show?
Yeah, two other presentations were guests that I think was probably the first time they've spoken at the event. One of them with the name of Victor Hagani, who I wasn't familiar with the name, but he runs an investment firm now. But he has an interesting history in that he was a part of the long-term capital management team that ended up having issues a long time ago. But he wrote a book recently called The Missing Billionaires. And I haven't read the book, but the premise of the book was really interesting. It had to do with the fact that there's a lot of families that had they simply invested their money in a diversified way, they could have been billionaires now. However, there are so few billionaires relative to what could have been. He decided it was pretty interesting and interesting enough to write a book about. And what he came up with as to the reason why there aren't as many billionaires as you would think is simply because they chose to be concentrated in their portfolios. Mm-hmm. And the investments, one of those investments that they were very concentrated in, didn't do well. And so as a result, those families lost their legacy.
Yeah, I suppose with a lot of wealth, it gets to be a little bit boring, maybe, as it were, with a lot of that money, to just think that you could just put it in the markets and get market-based returns. Mm-hmm. Did he talk about, I'm curious, since you mentioned it, did he talk much about his career after what happened at Long-Term Capital Management?
Yeah, well, first related to the fact that he was at Long-Term Capital Management, in the presentation, he mentioned that his family had lost a very large percentage of their wealth at that time, which means that he basically had that same issue that the people he wrote about had. Then he did take quite a break. I don't know the details, but it sounds like he was a stay-at-home dad for a while. So he's just making a comeback now, and he's entering the world of personal finance again.
Interesting. Yeah. And another one?
I'd say the third one. I mean, a lot of the presentations are very good, but I'll mm-hmm. just stick to three. I really liked Bill Bengen just from the perspective of how widespread the 4% rule is and how talked about it is. And to have him up there explaining how he did it, you know, just so long ago, to be relying on the historical data in the way that he did is just, it's just incredible to me that he was able to have that mm-hmm. insight in looking at that when other people hadn't thought of it. And I think one of the take homes I got from that was simply that the 4% rule from his perspective is still a very solid rule of thumb, and really not much has happened since he wrote the original paper to make it needed to be any more conservative than that. In fact, he even suggested it could be higher than 4% if you start to diversify beyond yeah. just the basic asset classes and that sort of thing. So
I suppose with what he did and all of the analysis that goes on in the retirement planning community, that he gets pushback and he has to defend it from time to time, but he still feels pretty confident about the validity of it.
Yeah. Well, now keep in mind, of course, that his analysis really yeah. is a historical analysis. So it's purely yeah. based on the past, but mm-hmm. yeah,
Interesting.
He feels confident in it today. Yep.
So Jason, do you have any thoughts on some of the speakers or parts of the conference that you enjoyed? And you've been there how many years? How many years have you gone?
Right. This was my third time attending. I went one time, met Jack Bogle. That was in 2016. And then again, I went back in 2022. I met Chris Harrington
yep.
in Chicago. And then now I went to the one in Minneapolis. They're all a little bit different. And what I really enjoyed, actually, what I enjoyed was meeting a number of our clients that came up and introduced themselves, and it was good to meet them in real life,
yeah, I
as
bet
it
it
were,
was.
although I'd met, you know, all of them through a Zoom call. And then there were other clients who I have not had the pleasure to meet yet because they're newer and they haven't made their way to me, or potential clients that want to join. So that was pretty cool. And a big shout out to everybody that I met, that Chris and I both met, that especially one of your Minnesota chapter, I'll give the initials, SY. You know who you are. You are integral part of running the lawn bowling and everything else. So that was a lot of fun. As far as the conference, the speakers, like Chris said, we had the regulars who are the rock stars, and then we had new people that came in. And two that I was really impressed with, in particular, Paula Pant, Afford Anything. Her podcast is dynamic, has been going for a long time, and she's very, very good. She gave a great presentation, I thought, on Sunday morning. And there was another presentation by an estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. Jenny Roselle. And both were very good. I really enjoyed their comments and
what
how they
did Paula speak to? Is she just in the realm of general personal finance?
Yeah, what she was talking about, she opened with a little cartoon that said, money, it's not rocket surgery. Which was funny because we have, you know, a prior rocket scientist in the audience, of course. But what she was talking about is that there are three characteristics that aren't that good for people that are looking at personal finance and investing: being anxious, being obsessed, and avoidance. And she explained how they interrelate with people and maybe how to overcome or identify. Before you can overcome, identify if that's part of your makeup. Mm-hmm. You know, the scarcity complex we run into with some of our clients, not all of them, where they have an amount of wealth built up, but they don't realize it, how much they have. And her comment, which I think parallels, Mark, what you've said a number of times, stay out of your own way.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I enjoy about the work that we do, particularly with how we run our business, is that we do get to see a lot of personalities and they approach money very differently. So, mm-hmm. That is a fun part of the job.
Yeah. A big takeaway that I had, it reinforced the fact to simplify. As we get older, we're all going to run into cognitive decline, some sooner rather than others, and simplify both for our benefit as we get older and for the benefit of the people that get left behind when we move on.
Yeah.
It's challenging enough to deal with people passing away, but a great gift is to have your financial affairs, you know, readily available for people to kind of pick up and move along with that.
And so she was talking specifically about retirees and how they age, that there's a benefit to simplification.
That was a common theme through many of the presentations.
Okay.
But yes.
And you had another one too, Jason?
Yeah, the estate attorney gave a presentation, a woman out of Indiana, and very dynamic speaker. I thought she was fantastic too. And she talked about, in being very direct, maybe even blunt, about dealing with, we're all going to die. Mm-hmm. The elephant in the room is we're all going to die. And it's better if you take care of your things before you die. Estate planning wills, make sure you have, you know, the simple things, blocking and tackling, have the beneficiaries updated. Don't leave it to your ex if you remarried, unless you want to. But, you know, that's not very clean either.
But she did a good job with what can be pretty slow or dry top.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Great.
Yeah, definitely.
Any final comments, Chris or Jason?
Well, I'm going to jump in. I'm on a roll.
Okay.
If anybody listening is wondering, should I go? Will I get anything out of it? Are they too advanced? Are they too basic for me? The Boglehead community, I think, is very welcoming, and it has been tailored over the years to appeal to every level of investor. So I would say if you're thinking about it, go spend mm-hmm. the money. I think it's well worth the money you spend, especially if it's in your backyard.
Do you know where it's at next year? Have they announced that yet?
They have announced, but it's not definitive yet. It's either going to be Austin or San Antonio.
Okay, so somewhere down there.
I was going to say, I would encourage anyone with interest to attend at least one.
And sure.
They're great conferences.
Do they limit the number of attendees?
So I know that they targeted the last two approximately 500. However, okay. This year they got very close to 500, but they could have exceeded it. So
I
don't think there's necessarily a hard limit every year.
Okay. Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your feedback and glad you went to the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.